Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week starting March 11th. Steve Suman prepared this report for us. Our weather forecast for the next week or so is mostly dry. Temperatures all over the place, man. Some days the sap will run, some days it won't. My hope is that the maple trees will just go ahead and bud out so this little old man can quit hauling pails of sap through the woods. The ice is either damn thin or it's gone on area lakes, and some anglers are hitting open water. Instead of the regular fishing report this week, I've got the following news from Max Walter of the DNR regarding fishing regulations changes for 2024. Max says, angling regulations are an important tool for fisheries biologists to prevent overharvest, create quality opportunities for angling, and spread out the harvest equitably. This year, there are a handful of regulation changes coming to lakes in Sawyer County. For the last few years, Osprey and Island lakes have had seasonal reduced bag limits for panfish. Those reduced bag limits will now apply year-round. The panfish regulations for these lakes include a 15-fish daily bag limit, no more than 5 of any one species. Local lake groups requested this change. Panfish regulations are also changing on Moose Lake. The panfish bag limit for moose will drop to 5 fish per angler per day and only one panfish greater than 12 inches. We tailored this regulation specifically to the Moose Lake crappie population with the goal of improving this already high-quality fishery. Lastly, the northern pike bag limit will increase to 10 per day on the Chippewa Flowage, Lacouturay, the Tiger Cat chain, and the Spider chain. This change is part of our larger effort to maintain low-density pike populations in these 4 lakes that we manage primarily for muskellunge. Anglers should understand that the northern pike possession limit in Wisconsin remains at 10. Functionally, this means that if anglers harvest 10 pike in a day, they must clear them from their possession, such as eat them or donate them to another person, before they can harvest any additional pike from these or any other waters. Okay, let me add this clarification here. In your possession doesn't just mean that they're in your live well or dragging behind your canoe on a stringer. If you have 10 pike sitting in a chest freezer in your basement, they're in your possession. You can't harvest any more until you get rid of some old ones. Okay, back to Max. He says, all of these changes take effect April 1st, resulting in an effective start date of April 1st for panfish regulations and May 4th for pike regulations, since pike season remains closed through April. The print and online regulation books will reflect these changes, and we will update signs at the boat landings. All right, thanks, Max. That was very informative. The early catch and release season for inland trout continues until May 3rd on select waters. Anglers must use artificials only, immediately release any trout they catch, and should practice responsible catch and release techniques. If you're rusty on that, go to the DNR's website and search catch and release. Wisconsin's boat registration period runs for 3 years. The registration period begins April 1st of the year in which the registration is issued or renewed, and it expires on March 31st of the 3rd year after issuance or renewal. If you'd like more information on that, go to the DNR's website and search boat registration. Former DNR fisheries biologist Frank Pratt is holding an angler education instructor training workshop this Saturday, March 16th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be at the Hayward DNR office on Highway 27 South. You got to pre-register, and you need to bring your DNR customer ID number. The program seeks people who like to fish, enjoy working with novice anglers of all ages, and would like to help teach others to learn basic fishing skills. If you'd like more information, go to the DNR's website and search Angler Education Instructor Training, or just call Frank at 715-934-2411. Let's talk about ATVs a little bit. Spring trail closures are now in effect for some trails in Sawyer and Bayfield counties. This includes trails on Sawyer County Forest Lands and the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. For more information, go to haywardlakes.com and click on Trails, then ATVs. If you have specific questions, contact Kathy LaRue. She's our Sawyer County Trail Coordinator. And you can reach her by calling 715-558-8966. The DNR requires trail passes for non-residents. If you're a Wisconsin resident, you just have to display your Wisconsin registration sticker. State law requires all riders to run with their headlights on while operating at any time. Some upcoming events for you. You got to have your ice shacks off of Wisconsin-Michigan boundary waters by March 15th. That is Friday. Saturday, March 16th, is the Shamrock Shuffle in downtown Hayward. That's a lot of fun. 11:45 is the 1K run for kids, and at noon is the 5K for big people. For more information, call 715-634-0437, or you can go to downtownhaywardwi.com and click on events. March 16th is also the date to remove your ice shacks from Lake Superior and inland waters north of Highway 64. Bonus spring turkey authorizations go on sale March 18th through the 23rd, depending on which zone you want. There are no bonus turkey authorizations for Zone 6, which includes Sawyer County. So, sorry about that. It's all filled. First day of spring's coming up on March 19th. Crow season closes on March 20th. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their annual awards banquet on March 24th at the Ranch Supper Club. Call 715-634-4543 for more information. Full moon's coming up on March 25th. Your annual hunting and fishing licenses expire on March 31st, which is also Easter Sunday. Well, that's all I've got for now, but there's plenty more information on our local online event calendar. It's on haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com. Just click on events and you'll see it. If you have a specific question, call us down at the office. The chamber's number is 715-634-8662, and the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. Hey, enjoy this beautiful weather, and I'll talk to you again next week.